In the business news this morning, sorting out COVID financial hardship, auditors are told to be on their game, and we'll bring you the latest from the financial markets. People unable to manage debt as a result of the pandemic being urged to ask for help sooner rather than later. The Financial Services Complaint Service, funded by registered financial service companies, expects complaints to increase by as much as 30% once government and lender support packages come to an end. Chief Executive Susan Taylor says, "We know from experience of previous hard economic times that complaint levels will rise when there are hard economic times."
We did see an increase straight after the level 4 lockdown back in March, primarily around travel insurance complaints. But we're also now starting to see complaints from people who are facing financial stress or distress and are complaining that their lenders are acting unfairly. The other type of complaint we're seeing is perhaps where someone is trying to access their KiwiSaver funds to help with their financial stresses.
That's Financial Services Complaints Chief Executive Susan Taylor. The Financial Markets Authority says auditors need to be on their game when it comes to auditing company reports in the midst of the pandemic. The authority has a mandate to monitor audit quality, and this year found while audits are improving, the number of audits not complying with standards is unchanged from last year. Issues were to do with auditor independence and appropriate levels of disclosure. The Director of Capital Markets at the FMA, Sarah Vreedy, says there are a number of things auditors must be vigilant about.
So going concern, the valuation of non-financial assets, completeness of disclosures. So we would be looking for additional disclosures describing the possible impacts of COVID on businesses that they're clearly disclosed. And also the level of evidence obtained, and that really relates to, you know, some challenges around access, you know, lack of ability to travel overseas, maybe impacts of lockdown around auditors' ability to access records and look at assets and things.
Sarah Vreedy from the Financial Markets Authority. New Zealanders tapping into Wall Street through digital brokerages have been quick to move on developments in the US, in particular the election. Insights from the trading platform Stake, which is Australian-based, show New Zealanders have opted to put their money into progressive stocks, such as renewable energy and cannabis-related companies, and they've been quicker to do this in other key markets. Sentiment is that a Biden administration will support such companies. The people who make up around, New Zealanders make up around 15% of Stake's customer base, with investments in the US worth around $100 million. Stake's founder, Matt Leibowitz, says New Zealand investors are on the money.
In terms of the EV market, they were actually more progressive in the fifth and sixth most traded stocks were Workhorse and Hillion, who are well-known stocks, but they're not in the EV market, but they're not that well-known. And New Zealanders were ahead of the game in terms of that. Plus, they were really interested in XPeng and Li Auto, which is a Chinese EV. So what we saw from New Zealanders is an understanding of that market and a sort of deeper understanding compared to other markets around the world. And the same was applying on the marijuana space. You know, Tilray and Aurora Cannabis were also two of the top 10 stocks traded by New Zealanders.
Matt Leibowitz, founder of the online trading platform Stake. Just coming up to 3 minutes to seven, let's have a look at how the markets are starting the week. Wall Street ended last week on a high, some upbeat earnings reports, and also hopes about a COVID-19 vaccine. So all the main indices gained more than 1%. The S&P 500 closed at a record high. For our own market on Friday, it blew a bit hot and cold, but ended 30 points higher. That's a fifth consecutive record close at 12,700. The New Zealand dollar, 68.4 US cents, 94.1 Australian, 51.9 British pence, 0.578 euro, 71.6 Japanese yen, and 4.52 yuan. Brent crude oil fell 75 cents. It's about 2%. That was on concerns of growing production out of Libya and also a slowdown in economic activity. A barrel of oil, $42.80 US. And gold up $12, $1,888 an ounce. And a quick look at what's on this week's business agenda. Another slew of company earnings reports. They include retail property owner Investor, travel software firm Serco, retirement village operator Ryman Healthcare, Napier Port, AFT Pharmaceuticals, and the tech company Raycon. Annual meetings also for Vital Healthcare, Folly Wines, A2 Milk, Abano and Precinct Properties. And that most rare of commercial events, a new company listing on the stock exchange, Harmony. Economic numbers thin on the ground. Latest look at the services sector, that's this morning. Business prices, which is a measure of wholesale inflation. And for good measure, there'll be a global dairy auction. That's business for now.